And now on Issues and Ideas, we're going to take a metaphorical train trip. National Train Day is coming up on Saturday, and a train man, an avid train man, is across the table from me. His name is David Weissman. David, before we talk about Train Day, let's talk about trains. What is it about trains that strikes so many people, you especially, but me as well, romantically?
Well, I would say that if you talk about trains in a romantic sense, it's this love affair that the nations had with train. I think it's a large, complex, moving piece of equipment. I think that children find that fascinating. I see that in children who come down to the station and who are fascinated with the idea of the train itself, this large, chuffing, loud behemoth that comes pulling into the station. And I think what happens is some of those children are affected by that, and it stays with them their entire life. And then they grow up to be trained people. I decided that the world is divided into trained people and not trained people. And so, you know, I would have to say that trains have had their role in music, in folk music. You know, how many songs about trains and train riding, whether it's good times or bad. It's the Depression and the hobos and hopping on a train. The Beat Poets traveled by trains or hopped freight trains. There's just something about the restlessness of the soul. And, you know, the train is always that far-off journey, that other destination, that train stations. And I think that's why having a celebration this coming Saturday, National Train Day, at the San Luis train station is important, because people in small towns forget how much the small-town train station was once the center of the town. It wasn't necessarily City Hall. Things come and went from town, people, goods, items, ideas came and went from the train station. I think that's what would be great to see, and has always been fun on the past four train days. This is the fifth annual train day, is how lively the station becomes with hundreds of people coming through it. And what a change of pace that is to a lot of people from the enforced sterility, anxiety, and paranoia of the flying experience. You would never have you could not have a national plane day at the San Luis Airport now the way we can have a train day.
But it isn't just nostalgia. I mean, trains are vital today, but it isn't just a nostalgia for a time gone by. There's something about a chuffing locomotive engine in a train station that is exciting.
That's the point. There aren't words for it. I mean, I have to admit, without revealing too much, when I see at the station, you know, there's a father or someone has a little kid up on their shoulders waving at the train. I start to get all teary. I have to go hide behind a column so no one can see that. It strikes very deep in people's imaginations. I remember being a small and growing up in New York City. The trains went through the Bronx, New York, in an underpass of sorts. You stood above it on an overpass bridge and looked down. And I remember going there with my Uncle Louie. I was obviously a very small kid, and he would say something like, you know, I bet if you count to 40, a train will come. And so I would do the best what a five-year-old could do and count to 40, and sure enough, a train came. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And he's like, well, I bet if you count to 20, a train will come. And anyway, it wasn't until I was well out of college that it finally occurred to me. He had simply known the schedule, but I thought it was magic. I thought it was magic. He was one of those uncles who always did magic tricks. So, you know, trains have been, part of my life ever since we were small, back in the early 1960s.
In all the train travel you've done, what was the most memorable train trip you ever took?
Oh, gosh. They're all so many great moments by train. I did ride on a private train once. I must say that's out of the range of the Amtrak thing. Sometimes you'll see that, though. In town, they'll couple a private railroad car to the back of the train, and you can ride on that for a price, and it's very nice. They had a beautiful dinner and an open bar. And I made the use of the open bar part. And then, of course, on a private train, when you sign a waiver, you can open the windows and stick your head out. And the chance to stick my head out the window, so to speak, in the back vestibule of the train, as we were coming along the Pacific coast, somewhere between Santa Barbara and Guadalupe, and have that ocean breeze just running around all over me as I was looking at the ocean going by from the back window of the train. That's pretty much as lively an experience, where you immerse yourself in the travel. I often say also trains, to the musically inclined, is the only form of travel that comes with its own rhythm box. It has that accompaniment that is goes from a high-pitched sort of new age sound to sometimes a deep funky rumble. It's a very physical, yeah, it's not got that isolation that one gets with air traveler, the anonymity of the automobile where you just roll up your windows and hope you don't encounter anyone else.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with David Weissman, and we're talking to him because it's National Train Day this Saturday, and you're part of a group called the Station Host Association of California?
That is correct. The Station Host Association of California are volunteer docents, is a good word for it, at stations mostly in central northern California, Bay Area, but I'm the furthest south on the coast at San Luis Obispo. There's others in San Jose, Martinez, Davis, Emeryville, Sacramento. And what we do is we volunteer several hours a week at the station. We do get training on how to handle the situations. We have a uniform, a little badge, and our goal is to help people. A lot of times my help at the station is on using the QuickTrack automated machine. A lot of people are unfamiliar with that. They don't have to wait in line for a ticket. I answer questions. I put luggage on people's cart for them or help those passengers who might be elderly or disabled in some way and need assistance to the train. It just makes the job easier when it's hectic for the agent because you have a lot of people lined up and not everyone is checking a bag. Some just have questions. And if I can help make it easier and more expeditious, then that's the service that we provide.
Do you get a sense that Amtrak is a thriving institution or a dying institution?
Amtrak is very much thriving. Ridership continues to go up year after year after year. It really started to skyrocket after 2008 when the first $4 gasoline came. That summer, it was gangbusters at the station, huge lines and crowds. Then it dropped down a little, but there's been a steady growth ever since. And no, Amtrak's ridership continues to increase year after year.
Both on the West Coast and on the East Coast?
All over the nation, but I must say that our West Coast corridors, especially San Diego, Los Angeles, San Luis, is second only to the corridor in the Northeast between New York City and Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And our other corridor, the one that goes from San Jose up to the Capitol in Sacramento, follows just behind that. So we have an enormous ridership here, and the potential is there. It makes sense. We have the most crowded freeways. We have the most traffic congestion. I point out to people there's some handy things you can do on the train. Let's say you're flying out of Los Angeles or Burbank from San Luis. You can take one of our trains, like the 6:55 in the morning, that gets you to Burbank around 11:20 in the morning, gets you to L.A. at noon. Then if you're at Burbank, it's only a walk of less than 1,000 feet from the train station to the check-in counter at the Burbank Airport.
Now, that is very interesting. Now, what about LAX, though?
You take the train to Union Station, walk down the platform, go up the escalator about 100 feet to your right, and you're at the terminal of the Flyaway Express bus. Every half hour, on the half hour, a $7 express bus right to the Los Angeles Airport Terminal. I've taken it during the day. I've taken it at night. And either way, because they're a bus and they get to use the special lane, about a 35, 40-minute trip at most to LAX, and it drops you off right in front of the terminals.
I'll be darned. We're talking with David Weissman. He's with the Station Host Association, and they are people that loved trains and like to encourage people to travel by train. Let's say I'm unfamiliar with the trains in California, and I've heard, you know, stories. I'm not so sure. What would you recommend? What train, what would be my inaugural trip to get me hooked?
Well, I say for people living in San Luis Obispo, if you live in San Luis and you have not made as simple a trip as to Santa Barbara, which is a pretty simple trip, it only takes 2.5 hours on the train, you would have the chance to experience something that people around the world have written about. I would have to say, in scenic train travel in this country, in my book, it's one of the top two scenic train rides in the entire country between San Luis and Santa Barbara. Why? Because for over an hour and a half, your train will be riding on the edge of a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Hmm. Your train will be taking you to places that, because of the Vandenberg Air Force Base and the private lands of the ranches, are not accessible to the automobile. You will see stretches of the coast that mere ordinary car drivers will never get to see. There are 3 trains a day, a morning train, and 2 afternoon trains down to Santa Barbara, and there are 3 trains coming back. You could actually go down in the morning at the 6:55 a.m. train, catch the 4:30 in the afternoon train, and be back in San Luis by 8:30 that evening, spend the day at the pier, at the zoo, at the mission, and make a lovely day trip out of it to Santa Barbara. So I think that just to Santa Barbara back is a quick run with top beautiful scenery.
Wow, that sounds great. David Weissman is our guest here on Issues and Ideas in this segment, and it's train day this Saturday at the Slow Train Station. What's going to happen there? What am I going to see?
National Train Day will be from noon to 4 p.m. at the station at the end of Santa Rosa Street in town. What we'll be having set up for people will be, first of all, our good colleagues at the San Luis Obispo Model Railroad Association, because there is a link between trains and model trains, will have several displays set up. So kids of all ages will be able to see trains in all different sizes operating and running around. And they will have information about the world of model railroading and items on display and a sort of a swap meet table of items for sale. We'll have some railroad photography. Plus, we're going to have a special glass display case made up of Amtrak memorabilia. This last year was Amtrak's 40th anniversary, 40 years of Amtrak, and still here. And we're going to have a display that will show, I'm going to set up, for example, the different menus they've had over the years, the different coloring books they've given out to the kids over the years, the different designs of different of placemats, of the little cardboard railroad hats that we give out to the kids, how those have changed over the years. We'll have a sort of a historic display. And then I'm going to have a table with literature and information, planning and travel guides, information about railroad advocacy, things that people can get involved with who want to see, because trains are political. They always were. Southern Pacific was a very famous, I mean, politics-wise history in this state, in this county. So we'll have information how people can get more involved in making more trains and keeping the trains that we have. And there will be light refreshments as well. Again, it's noon to 4, Saturday at the station. Parking is free at the Amtrak station. In fact, I point out to people who travel by train, long-term parking is free at the Amtrak station for the duration of your journey. All you need to do is get your parking permit from the window at the counter when you come to pick up your ticket. So if you're going down to L.A. or going up to Sacramento for a few days, the long-term parking at that lot is free for Amtrak passengers.
And the lot actually is a little bit south of where the train station is.
That's correct. The lot extends down past the Cafe Roma, is that it?
Yes.
The restaurant there towards the little railroad museum where you see that caboose parked on the lot. That's the long-term Amtrak parking lot. Other value of the train, not if people, when it comes to summer travel plans, well, they're thinking of going somewhere, but they realize when they fly, kids pay the same price for a ticket. Suddenly, when you're looking at flying off somewhere with three or four kids, it's expensive. Remember, on Amtrak, children under 2 are free. Children 2 through 15 pay only half the adult fare. So there's a value to traveling with kids on Amtrak. And, of course, one thing you won't have to do a lot of is break up those fights in the back seat when you're on the train. Also, the Surfliner trains, the daily commuter-type trains, are now equipped with Wi-Fi. So you can get your work done on the train. Remember, unlike the airplane, you can begin using your personal electronic devices immediately. There is no restriction for takeoff. You will not have to raise your tray table when the train comes into a station. We encourage you to recline your seat whenever you'd like to.
We only have a minute left here. I understand that there are going to be some trains actually arriving and departing the station as well.
Sure. If you'd like to see the real trains on Saturday, again, National Train Day, Saturday, noon to 4, the real trains will be pulling in if things go on schedule, keeping our fingers crossed. On-time performance is up in the last year. We have a train coming in at 1:35 that'll leave at 1:55. And then the big long-distance train from Seattle and from Los Angeles will be pulling in between 3 and 3:45 that afternoon. So on those times, and you can go to Amtrak.com and look up the trains to check the on-time status as well.
Train day is this Saturday. Again, the times?
Noon to 4 at the Amtrak station in San Luis Obispo.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event. I think I will be there, David Weissman.
Well, thank you.
And all our listeners are as well. This has been Issues and Ideas on KCBX.